and talk about Gavin Newsom. So the reason why this is important for us to talk about Gavin Newsom and his controversial or the California controversial migrant bill is that I'm trying to understand Gavin. I am. I'm truly trying to understand Gavin. I've largely designated Gavin over the last 3 years to be the worst governor in the United States of America. But lately he's making a pivot. And some people have said that he's preparing himself to run for president in 2028. Maybe. Because he started to all of a sudden get tough on cities as far as cleaning up homelessness. And although we know that Oakland is in shambles, he's saying that he's going to lend some California State Patrol troopers over to help police them. And then he started to all of a sudden become a little bit more conservative when it comes to these rights and stuff. And I fully expected, and I told y'all I was going to stay on top of this, I fully expected for Gavin Newsom to sign this controversial migrant bill as far as allowing for migrants to get funding to be able to buy houses up to $150,000. It was on his desk. All of the California legislators voted for it, and I expected for him to fund it. But before we go over to California, let's go over to Chicago really quickly so I can give you guys a little bit of insight on how the people feel, because we've been covering the migrant crisis for the last 2 years, how the people feel and what they feel towards their leadership over in Chicago.
Frustration hit a peak at a city council meeting as aldermen and residents keep clashing over how taxpayer money should be spent on migrants. The council's Immigration and Housing Joint Committee couldn't vote or even start the meeting because some members didn't show up. But people still got to speak during public comment. And Alderman Byron Lopez announced a November referendum where voters can decide if the city should tax millionaires 3% to help migrants.
Do y'all hear this? I know it's a war on people that worked their butt off, built their companies, made the sacrifice, got their net worth up. Chicago is trying to tax people, millionaires in particular, to help fund the migrant crisis. What is wrong with Chicago? What is wrong with leaders? What makes you think that anybody, I don't care who it is, I don't care what your net worth is, how can you tax people, anybody? Because it's not even going to come to us, it's going to come to y'all. I don't live in Chicago, so it don't really matter. Why would you create a bill to say that millionaires have to fund the displacement of the middle class over in Chicago and make sure that they support the migrant crisis? Why would they do that? Listen to what he just said.
The comment in Alderman Byron Lopez announced a November referendum where voters can decide if the city should tax millionaires 3% to help migrants.
What is wrong with Chicago? What is wrong with people in general? Jesus Christ. This is so dumb. I can't even believe that I live in the United States of America and this is happening.
We have 120,000 millionaires who live in the city of Chicago who can pay the first share, and there are solutions so that we can do both.
What do you mean pay their fair share? Why do millionaires that live in Chicago have to pay their fair share to fund the migrant crisis? They didn't ask for this. What are y'all talking about? And he's passionate about this. They're arguing, these aldermen that make $150,000 a year, that give themselves raises on the backs of taxpayers, are arguing that millionaires need to be paying their fair share because they got that stuff from Biden. They got it from Kamala Harris. And what is my fair share? I don't think that they asked to fund the migrant crisis in the first place. Man, if I was a millionaire, I would be out of there so fast. You're not going to overtax me. Get out of here, bro.
For new neighbors, as well as the current neighbors.
Are y'all lying to us? Because, see, we know that the budget stated that you guys spent $400 million on the migrants who are illegal immigrants last year. The city is currently in a $235 million deficit.
and projected to be $982 million in 2025.
Which means that you guys overspent the budget to pay for people who have not paid any taxes.
CJ Lopez also announced the Colombian president is coming to Chicago on the 21st.
I think that this is so dumb. I think that this is the dumbest thing ever. This got to be the dumbest legislation that I've ever heard of in my entire life. If y'all actually agree with this and y'all rock with this, put a one in the chat if you agree. If you agree with supporting the migrant crisis by continuing to levy additional taxes on people to pay their fair share, please put a one in the chat. I hope you're listening. Anyways, Gavin Newsom over in California, he decided to veto the bill that was created to continue to fund the migrant crisis by giving them housing. Take a look.
But first, here at 6 o'clock and new tonight, Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a controversial bill that would have helped undocumented immigrants purchase homes in California. Our Capitol correspondent Eitan Wallace was with the governor this afternoon and has more on why he rejected the legislation.
Thought it was unnecessary.
Governor Gavin Newsom defending his decision to veto Assembly Bill 1840. It would have allowed undocumented Californians looking to buy their own home to apply for the state's first-time homeowners assistance program. Per the program, qualified applicants could receive as much as $150,000 in state-funded down payment assistance. Several Democratic lawmakers had hoped the governor would sign it.
This is a common-sense bill that allows individuals, many of whom were essential workers during the COVID.
Are these people dumb? Are y'all dumb or are you stupid? California is in a budget deficit, tens of billions of dollars, trending towards $100 billion. You have unprecedented homelessness. People are exiting the state at a rapid pace, and you're telling the people that's still there that they have to pay up to $150,000 per migrant for them to be able to buy a house? And they always say state funded. No, say taxpayers funded. And then you got these legislators, and y'all vote them in the office, and they advocate for it. Every single person that voted for this in California need to be fired. Every single legislator that participated in crafting this legislation and sent it to Gavin Newsom's desk, they need to be removed. If y'all not over there in California and y'all not taking note of this and y'all not going to meet these people and hold them accountable for this, then what hope do you have? What hope do you have? Don't lean to the federal government and the rest of us to help save you from yourself when you find yourself in a difficult space or in a difficult situation.
Crisis to be able to get in line and hopefully buy their first home.
But in this veto message, Newsom expressed fiscal concerns with the bill, noting the legislature had not appropriated any money for it amid the state's challenging budget situation.
It was expanding eligibility to a program that had no money. It seemed rather curious to me. So thought it was unnecessary, completely consistent with prior vetoes along the similar lines.
Republicans weighing in.
It is bad public policy. So I was excited and pleased that the governor vetoed this bill.
On the issue of reparations for descendants of enslaved Black Americans, it's been less than 1 week since assembly members with the California Legislative Black Caucus took heat for refusing to take up a vote on two reparations-related bills. The first bill would have created the California American Freedmen Affairs Agency in charge of overseeing the reparations process in the state. The second bill would have created a reparations-related fund. At this press conference, Newsom denied rumors he threatened to veto the two bills if they were to be taken up for a vote and reach his desk. He says the Black Caucus's decision not to take up the bills had nothing to do with him.
I didn't talk directly to anyone about those two bills. I had great respect and admiration for the leadership of the Black Caucus and members of the Black Caucus.
The reason Newsom called this press conference in the first place was to announce emergency regulations on hemp products that contain THC. That's the psychoactive compound in cannabis that can make you high. Newsom says he's especially concerned several products like THC-infused gummies and this THC root beer bottle are too easily accessible for children at places like retail and grocery stores. And that's why Newsom's new regulations say hemp products for consumption must have no detectable THC.
Forget all of this. Let me ask y'all a question. Wasn't it a mayor or somebody in California. Let me look this up. It was somebody in California that said that they quit. Mayor quit. Because he called it evil or something like that. It was like some kind of mayor, some Citrus Heights. Was it Citrus Heights? Let me see if I could pull that up. It was a mayor over in California that resigned that said that politics is dirty. Listen, I don't believe that Gavin Newsom wants no reparations bill. He just playing dirty. He playing politics.
A shakeup in Citrus Heights. The city is without a mayor starting this weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Hunter Sowards.
And I'm Marley Ginter. In a surprise move, the mayor said he is resigning effective Saturday and said he is moving immediately to Kentucky, calling California.
Hey, dog did a stint like he was in prison over in California politics and said, listen, man, I'm getting up out of here. Not only am I resigning, I'm moving to Kentucky. Yo, that's crazy.
California's politics evil.
In tonight's Politics at Large, Steve is live in Citrus Heights with Steve. Why the mayor says he couldn't wait to leave until the end of his term.
Yeah, live in this neighborhood in Citrus Heights, the mayor moving right now. In fact, there is his moving truck. He is busy loading up his home as we speak, and he is planning on leaving this day. Now, this is a surprise and new twist. He had already announced that he would be leaving California because he says California's politics are evil. The mayor and his moving van.
Is this a statement move? Are you making a statement?
Absolutely, yeah.
Citrus Heights Mayor Brett Daniels dropped the sudden exit to his city this week, moving up his move-out date to right now. He had previously announced he'd wait until the end of his term to leave the state.
Hey, dog ain't even hardly cutting the bushes no more. He did the minimum responsible. He got the trees growing up on the side of the house. The bushes is all messed up. He did the grass, but the rest of that house, he was like, man, I ain't doing nothing else to this house.
Financially, it was going to be kind of crushing and whatnot. And so out of a bigger concern for, you know, my wife and daughter, we made the decision to go ahead and finish up now.
The mayor says he's leaving California because of what he calls the evil state legislature.
I feel that evilness has permeated the state legislature.
You know, there's a lot of words you can use. You could use bad. I don't like it. Not for me. But yeah. Evil is a sinister
side to it. It is. It is. And I feel that is the case.
Daniel says he opposes California state laws like the one banning school transgender notifications to parents. He says he and his family searched nationwide for a new home and settled on one in Corbin, Kentucky, where his 7-year-old daughter is now enrolled to go to school.
It's a nationally recognized school.
I'm concerned that there are some critical issues that we'll have to push back to.
Hey, bag chasers, see if y'all can find out this guy's information. I want to interview him. I want to interview him. See if y'all can find this guy. Bag chasers, see if y'all can find this guy and his information. I'll reach out to him and I'll see if I can interview him. Because I'm interested in what his definition of evil is. They don't do enough of a deep dive on this. I want to know what his definition of evil is.
After the election.
Citrus Heights Councilmember Tim Schaefer is now scrambling to fill roles following the mayor's sudden departure. And business member Ray Reilly is also upset by the abrupt exit.
Walking away from a job, walking away from an elected office because you dislike the people on the other side.
It's sad, but we become disgusted with California politics.
The Citrus Heights mayor moving on, calling out California politicians in favor of Kentucky's.
I hope they hear about it enough.
Definitely an unusual situation. So the city of Citrus Heights will have no mayor, at least until mid-September when the city council meets next to decide what to do with the position for the remainder of the year.
Wow. And
you got to be fed up. First of all, the likes is a little bit lower than we like for them to be. I agree, Turtle. Please get the likes up. It's free. And we do this every single Monday through Friday, and we never miss for y'all. But you got to be some level of fed up. You have to be hatted up to here. And he think about what he said. He could have said anything. He could have said bad. He could have said not conducive. He could have said is cantankerous. He could have used any description and any synonym. He could have looked up any synonym in order to describe California legislature. And he said, they're evil. They're evil. So evil to where he was willing to pack up, quit his job, and move all the way over to the other side of the United States of America, to Kentucky. That's pretty bad. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. I appreciate it.